Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a high school shooting that has put Oxford, Michigan on the map. The small village, which sits about 45 minutes north of Detroit, was the scene of a high school shooting yesterday. Authorities say a 15-year-old sophomore at Oxford High School opened fire Tuesday afternoon in a hallway. After 5 minutes of shooting, four classmates were dead. Seven others, including one teacher, was wounded. WWJ's Charlie Langton was in Oxford shortly after the shooting occurred, and he's back up there now, a day later. And Charlie, first question for me, describe the scene as you arrived. And we know there were hundreds of first responders, but it had to be a surreal scene when you arrived there, Charlie.
Very surreal, Tony. And I'll tell you, I've been to Oxford many times for fun because Oxford is a nice, quaint little town. It's not that today. People are on edge. They don't really understand what's going on. They have questions about how could this happen to their town. I will say that everyone seems to know somebody who went to the high school. Someone knew some of the people that were killed or shot, or the teacher or the parents. It's a very close-knit community here. Now, saying that, they are pulling together. They have a saying here in Oxford, Oxford Strong. That was their saying before the shooting, and now people are saying, you know, we are Oxford Strong. There's signs in the windows of the store saying Oxford Strong. And they're going to get through this, but it is not going to be easy, not at all.
Charlie, what are you hearing from students and parents? In fact, you talked to one of the parents and one of the students who not only were directly involved in the shooting, but also knew one of the victims of the shooter.
Yeah, this was very sad. Xander Cumley, 17-year-old junior defensive tackle, played football with Tate Mir. Tate was one of the best players on the team. His parents were big supporters. They would often have the pre-football party dinners at their house. In fact, Tate drove Xander to practice many times. They've known each other since sixth grade. They both lived in Oxford. And in the classroom at around 12:50 or so yesterday, Xander heard the shots. And the teacher, Mr. Pointer, said, this is it. Go and do the protocol that they had practiced when there would be a shooter in the school. So they knew what to do. But then he heard 20 shots, more shots, one after another. And it was right outside their classroom. They realized right away that this was real. And then an hour or so later, they found out that, Xander found out that his friend, Tate did not answer. They tried to get the football team together, and he didn't answer. And then they found out he was killed. I was also told that Tate, the football player, tried to wrestle the gun away from the shooter. That may have saved lives. At least he tried. Didn't happen. So it's a surreal feeling. And even the father, you know, the father was still optimistic that there's got to be some lesson here, that the community, the village of Oxford, will pull together to learn something. But I'll admit, it is really hard. This is we report on these bad stories, but you're in the middle of it, and I'm in town. This is a beautiful, quaint little town. It's decorated for Christmas. They had a Christmas parade Saturday, canceled. They do a soup stroll where you go, businesses give soup to get businesses on Friday. That's mm-hmm. done. It's going to be canceled. And so they just want to take it all in. I don't think anybody believes that this could have happened, but it did.
Charlie, as a husband and a father, you're also a news person. How do you process exactly this story personally, the stuff you have to do for the news, the stuff that's personal, and the reality of exactly what happened?
Well, I'll admit, when it hit hard for me when I went to the Lake Point Community Church yesterday and I saw the people coming in. I talked to the pastor, Jesse Holt, who was just an inspirational type of person, but it hit hard that this is a real shooting. People lost their lives, young people, teenagers, and it was just the community got together so quickly, and the message was, we're going to get through this. And, you know, yeah, it's hard. I went to the shooter's house. You know, I saw someone leave the house. I tried to talk to them. They wouldn't talk. But it's real. It's sad. It's real. You got to, you know, when you report on this, it's a people story as much as it is a tragic or a legal story or anything like that. But it's people coming together. But it's sad. I'll admit it's sad. And how do we put it away? I mean, listen, I understand it was hard for you to come to work today.
Well, yeah, it really was.
I mean, it is. I mean, I've got kids. I know this. I've been to high school. I've been a doctor. I went to the in front of the Oxford High School. You'll see all these sheriffs and the media from around the country camped out in the parking lot. I mean, it's incredible. But the mood in the town is just different. And yeah, it does hit home. You just gotta be calm and just, you know, do the story. But you also have to keep in mind that these are real people with real feelings, and you just gotta keep that in mind.
Charlie, we know the suspect is 15 years old. What do you think the charges are going to be against him at this point? I've got to believe murder is one of the charges that he'll be facing.
I think he'll be charged, number one, as an adult. I think he'll be charged with 4 counts of premeditated first-degree murder. I think he'll be charged with at least 7 counts of attempted murder or something, some variation on that theme. But I can listen. So he's 15, so he could be tried as a juvenile. However, the prosecutor has discretion to charge him as an adult. And what Karen McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor, told me was basically they take a look at a number of things. Number one, the severity of the crime and the age of the child. But the severity of the crime here is incredible. And if you take a look at the facts that we seem to know now, the father bought the gun a couple of days before, legally purchased the gun. And then it got into the son's hands. Now, unless the father did something, I don't know. But let's assume nothing happened. This kid took the gun. This kid hid the gun, brought it to school, waited for an opportunity, hid in the bathroom, and then during a class change, apparently went out into the hallway and started shooting. Not once, not twice, but 20 or so times, as we know the facts to be. And by the way, this is all on video. So it won't be that difficult for a jury, if it goes that far, to actually see what happened. But to me, that shows premeditation, not once, not twice, but many, many times. And that's first-degree murder, for which, if convicted, it's up to – no, it is. It's automatic life in prison. I do think the facts, as I know them now, support those charges, at least 4 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. And then the other ones, depending on, hopefully there won't be any. Yesterday we were reporting 3 dead. Now it's 4. Hopefully that's it. But if someone else dies, they'll just up the charge to another murder. And so I think that that's probably what they're discussing right now, is how many charges and what are the other charges. There could be some gun charges. There could be some other miscellaneous, and I'll call it miscellaneous, because the first-degree murder charge for a 15-year-old kid is something. So anyway, I think that's what the charges will be. They probably are supported by the evidence, but again, we'll see when it all comes out.
Charlie, from all the people that you've talked to in the last couple of days, the parents, the students, did they, and you mentioned this was premeditated, did they give any explanation or did they have any insight into why the shooter did exactly what he did?
It's a great question, and the answer is no. Nobody knows. I've asked so many people, do you know the shooter? What do you think happened? Nobody knows. Kids, parents, people in the community. He was, I guess, a loner. I haven't really found a lot of his friends or people that they said, oh, we kind of knew him, they saw him, but he wasn't well-known. There is no justification for this, but there's no justification as to what happened. We don't seem to have any insight into whether this was planned. Now, I say premeditation because it was planned for the moment, but was he bullied? I don't know that to be the case. I understand there may be reports out there. Did he hold a grudge against someone? Was this a targeted shooting? I think the answers are no to all those. So we don't really know. Maybe we'll get some. Now, he has an absolute right to remain silent, and good advice if you're representing him, because he has rights too, would be to remain silent. But so we may never know the true reason. And interestingly, under the law, motivation is irrelevant in a first-degree murder charge, any murder charge. It's the fact that you shoot and you kill, assuming those facts can be proven, it doesn't matter why or the motive behind it. It would still be a conviction, could be a conviction of first-degree murder.
WWJ's Charlie Langton reporting from Oxford. He's been covering the story of the Oxford High School shooting the last couple of days. Charlie, thank you for your insight on what has to be one of the toughest stories that you've ever reported on.
Maybe the toughest. Thank you, Tony, as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.